the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
I am so glad you're here for another episode. Today's interview is with North America's Top 50 awardee, Emily Jerkins. Emily is a managing partner at Birmingham Business Alliance, where she focuses on the research side of the business. She has some great insights into creating professional affinity groups and how to structure these for optimal engagement. She also talks about the importance of research and how this work plugs in and supports attraction, expansion, and retention of businesses. Emily has some gold nuggets of wisdom waiting for you, so let's tune in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I'm so excited to be talking with Emily Jerkins, who is a managing partner at the Birmingham Business Alliance. So, Emily, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, babe?
I'm doing really well, and I'm really excited to learn more about you. So I'm going to dive right in. We love to hear the path that people take into economic development. You know, some people go to school for it, and a lot of people fall into the profession. So it's always an interesting story. And I'd love to hear what yours sounds like.
Yeah, you know, when I graduated from college, immediately went into the economic development profession, had not always planned on that. I actually, when I went to the University of South Alabama, had plans to be a doctor. And after
Very different.
And after volunteering at a hospital my freshman year, realized that that was not for me. So I changed my major a few times, and I ended up as an econ major. And then I was also involved in student government and worked within the institutional research office all 4 years when I was in college. And then, so my senior year, we were at a conference, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do professionally. And I met economic developers for the first time and thought it was such an interesting career because they work with government, they work with universities, they work with industry, and they're really the hub of the community and they make the community better. And I just felt like it was a great fit. And I was really grateful. The chamber president at the time, Bill Sisson at the Mobile Chamber of Commerce, I met him at a board meeting and they just so happened to have an entry level role. It was opening up. So I had the opportunity to intern with them my senior year and then started working for them when I graduated.
So. That's really cool. So you already mentioned research that you were doing in college. When this entry level role opened up, was that a kind of a research oriented or did you eventually make your way back into the research side of things?
That's a great question. The first role I was in was really, I was a project coordinator. So I had the opportunity to work with almost every department within economic development. So it was really great cross training. And there were three women on our team that had babies back to back. So when they were on maternity leave, I had the opportunity to fill in and learn a bit about international trade and project management. And about 9 months into the job, our research manager left. And because I had that background, I thought there were some interesting things we could do. So I fell into that role.
That's really cool. That's super cool. Okay. So following you along over the last few months, especially, you know, Ron went from over here to your organization. So definitely been becoming more familiar with you and the work that you do. And I've noticed that you've really been an instrumental piece in putting together several affinity groups in your area, both in the young professional space, as well as the economic development research space. So one thing we hear from people quite often is that desire to build community, to put together those like-minded communities of professionals. So what advice do you have to form those professional groups? And, you know, maybe talk a little bit about the challenges that you encountered and what made your efforts successful in the end.
Yeah, sure. So I think the biggest thing is if you're looking for community, most other people are too. So if it doesn't exist yet, there's always probably an opportunity for you to make something that you'd like to participate in. And there's a high likelihood that other people would like that too. So one of the groups we started was a YP group for economic developers in the Birmingham area. And I had just moved here, this was about 4.5 years ago, and wanted to meet some other folks that were in the profession. That was a bigger market than I'd come from, and was at our statewide conference and met a couple of guys that I knew from my previous role. They were at Commerce and then worked as an economic development attorney. And we just, you know, we're just brainstorming over at a networking happy hour and said that we should start doing these in Birmingham once a month. So started it off and it was successful. We had quite a bit of participants, 20 plus people, and had hosts every month that would come in. of course, COVID kind of put a damper on that a bit. We had a few virtual events until people got fatigued with that. And then we've really been shifting to more intentional programming. So it's a mixture of education and networking. So when we brought people back together in June, we actually had one of our members, Elijah Davis, at a group called Urban Impact. They do economic development for the Civil Rights District in Birmingham.
Oh, wow.
And we thought it was a really meaningful opportunity to bring people through the Civil Rights District, make sure economic developers knew about its significance. And we also had a networking happy hour at a Black-owned bar in town called Prodigy after. So we'll be trying to do more of that to make sure our members are educated. And then the other group was the economic development researchers. So we're working with our state partner, EDPA, and launched that this year. And that's been really fun because most researchers are one shop. So this is really an opportunity every month to bring people together, to feel like you have a team around you that cares about research and wants to talk about it. So it's been really fun. And I guess my advice would be that, again, if you see a need, there's always an opportunity to start something and probably other people that would be interested. And we've just learned as we've gone through the process and iterated to extend.
I love that. And so my kind of my follow-up question is, with that switch in how you were doing things from just traditional networking to doing meaningful programming alongside networking, have you seen an uptick in engagement with the affinity group?
Yeah. So I would say, again, in terms of consistency, I mean, one of my recommendations to folks when I do this too is to always make sure you're engaging that next level of leader. So that's what we're in the process of doing now, because many of us have moved into various roles since we started the group, added responsibilities. So we're trying to think through now, how can we activate that next group of leaders to run it and still be engaged, but to make sure that we can continue to keep it going. That event that we had back in June, while smaller because we were still in the pandemic and we were socially distanced, was the best feedback we'd gotten of any of our programming. So definitely want to continue to do that.
I love that. I love that. Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me pick your brain. So economic development researchers are becoming more and more critical to the work that we do. So how do you stay on top of that ever-changing data that's, you know, flying at us at 100 million miles a minute? And what is your favorite part of being in the research space? And, you know, how have you seen your contributions impact attraction, expansion, and retention in your region?
Oh, that's a great question.
It was a lot of questions. I'm sorry.
I did the same thing. So I think what I enjoyed the most about research is mastering the craft and helping a client along the way. So we just wrapped up a project with a local manufacturer who's rapidly grown over the past 2 years. And helped them get abatements within a community that typically is not as favorable when it comes to that. And we recently rolled out a new impact analysis. So my favorite part of it is really, how do you help advocate on behalf of a client, on behalf of the community? How can you tell a story? But then also, how can you drive change? I spent most of the beginning of my career working on RFIs and RFPs, and we would get a lot of looks within our market, but we'd be the bridesmaids on quite a few projects sometimes. So I was constantly curious about, well, why are we losing? What can we get better at? So now I have the opportunity to still work within research, but think about ways that we can be really intentional about investing in the community so that we're more competitive, so that we have the opportunity to win more projects when they come our way. So I would say that's probably my favorite part of it.
I love that. I'm like taking notes like a mad woman over here. I think the research space tends to be such a, I don't want to say undervalued, but it's such an unseen part of the economic development work, while it provides such a huge base of support for any of the cases that we make for companies to come to our communities. So I think the work that you're doing is just hugely important.
Well, thank you. And I would agree with that. When I first moved into research, because again, I thought that I had background and experience that I could add value. And that's what I kind of focused on, was where can I add the most value where I'm at now? And I gotten a lot of advice from other economic developers to just go the project management route, which I think is a great route to take. And I've also worked in lead projects as well. But I think if you're an economic developer and you're starting out in your career, research is a great entry point because you learn those technical skills, but you're learning a lot about your community. Mm-hmm. And we had several, since Ron's come on board, we're adding a lot of folks to the team. We had a delegation come in this week from Belgium, And I was hosting them, and one of our newer employees, she's like, how do you know all of this random information about, you know, they would bring up nanotechnology and electric vehicles. And because I'd done research, I have a lot of that just kind of in my mind and ready to go. So I would definitely recommend it to somebody that's starting out.
Yeah. And I love that example because you're reading these things and your brain is just like randomly like flagging stuff. Like, we'll put this away for when it comes up in conversation in 5 years and I'll know this. We had a moment here with one of the folks on our research side, and he pulled out this like incredibly random like location quotient on a super incredibly random like job specificity that we were like, but that's the stuff I love. I just appreciate it so much because most people don't have the heart for it. They don't have the mind for it. They don't have the patience for it. So kind of leading into that, what is your like strongest personal quality and how does that play into your leadership?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm definitely very curious. And that's why I've enjoyed the strategy research piece since I've been in economic development. Curious about how things work, how we can make the community better. I think a part of that too is trying to understand needs. And I love meeting with a client. I love meeting with community partners and learning about what their needs are and listening and asking the right questions and helping them along the way and solve problems. One of the girls that works in our office, Carla, I'm going to butcher this, but she's like, I love taking what ends up being like a knot of things, problems to you to kind of help me think through and solve. So I enjoy that aspect.
Yeah. To help her like unthread and like just untangle the mess that it might feel like to her. And you're like, no, I can see this is the red line. This is the blue line. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So I want to end on this question. When you think about the future and you've got many more years left in your career, but what is the legacy that you would like to leave behind one day when you do retire from economic development?
So our incoming chairman, who I'm really excited about, Ron is too. I recently had a call with him because he's also an attorney and has helped us look at a couple of contracts. And we started talking about the commonality between our jobs as we act as consultants and we help clients. And he, you know, is very far along in his career. But one of the things I admire the most about him is that he is up at 4 or 5 a.m. every day, still hustling, and just has so much joy for mastering his craft and getting better and better so that he can add value to his clients and help them achieve their goals. And I think that's what I want to be. I want to be known as someone that operated with integrity, humility, but was constantly trying to get better every day. But also have fun while we're doing it and keeping things light. And I think that, when it's all said and done, hopefully, many more years from now, that's what I want.
I think you're well on your way there. Emily, it's been an absolute joy talking to you and learning about you and the work that you do and the things that give you energy and passion for what you do every single day. So thank you for spending some time with me and congratulations again on being one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you, Faye. It was so good to meet you.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.